BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The US Vice President Mike Pence has sought to reassure America's European allies that President Trump is committed to transatlantic cooperation. On a visit to Brussels, he reaffirmed support for both the European Union and NATO, which Mr. Trump has sharply criticized, but Mr. Pence stressed that European nations must keep their promises to increase defense spending. French police have carried out a second search of the headquarters of the anti-immigrant National Front Party of the presidential candidate Marine Le Pen. It's in connection with an investigation into the alleged misappropriation of European Union funds. The Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vitaly Churkin, has died suddenly while at work in New York. He was one day short of his 65th birthday. A Russian foreign ministry statement described the accomplished linguist as an outstanding representative. The veteran diplomat had been ambassador to the UN since 2006. The United Nations says a famine that's been declared in parts of South Sudan is a man-made catastrophe caused by civil war and economic collapse. The government in Juba and the UN say more than 100,000 people in Unity State are experiencing famine, and a further 1 million are on the brink of starvation. The authorities in Guinea say at least 5 people were killed in the capital Conakry in a protest in support of a teachers' strike. The main teachers' unions began the industrial action at the beginning of the month after the government cut the salaries of many junior teachers. And scientists in the United States say they have found a way to get the very last drop of ketchup out of a bottle. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have developed a slippery coating, which could also make it easier to squeeze out toothpaste, cosmetics, or even glue. And that is the latest BBC News.